DW. Emmanuel Kafiti takes me around his livestock farm with 200 breeds of goat. Some are indigenous and others hybrids. He tells me he is excited about the Animal Gene Bank, a collection of animal genes to be preserved in Uganda. He believes it will save his Kasolwe, a local type of goat, from extinction due to crossbreeding.
This one, they are indigenous, our local goats. They are very good, even in feeding and maintenance. They are very easy to maintain because this goat can produce around 15 times, which the exotic one cannot do. It can take like 3 years without any injection, which the exotic cannot do. That's why we like our original goats.
The sound of longhorn cows welcome me to another farm belonging to Beiguma Wilba in Mbarara town. The cows are big in size and brown in color, grazing on 1 hectare of land. Beiguma tells me his indigenous cows are unique.
They have what we call fibrous meat. When you taste the meat from Ankole animal, you can easily differentiate it from the one of the exotic breeds.
From grazing his animals, Beiguma takes me to the dairy section of his farm.
And also their milk. They have a lot of butterfat content compared to other milk from other breeds. So when you are making, you are in a very addition, you make yogurt, a cheese, a ghee, this is the best milk you should use.
Domestic livestock breeds like those found on Emmanuel and Beiguma's farms are becoming less common because they require a large piece of land for rearing and they don't bring quick returns to commercial farmers in dairy and meat production. In fact, over 60% of the Uganda's local animal breeds are facing extinction, being replaced by exotic breeds and hybrids. The increasing human population and limited land for livestock farming is pushing farmers to only use those animals that grow the fastest and produce the most food. Longhorn Ankole cattle, like those on Beiguma's farm, are famous for their resistance to diseases and drought, but they are also among the breeds at risk of extinction. I visited the National Animal Genetic Resources Center and Data Bank in Entebbe to speak to Dr. Charles Lagu about why they have chosen to preserve the genes of local livestock. He tells me their uniqueness offers advantages over exotic breeds.
They withstand diseases, they are tolerant, they are resilient, they withstand stress, heat stress, in terms of feed storage and dynamics. They are able to persist even when the feed conditions are poor. In terms of water stress, they are able to persist. So in essence, they are really tolerant, they are resilient to our environment.
After speaking to Dr. Lagu, I entered the Eastern Regional Gene Bank in Entebbe. It is from here that genes of all the indigenous animals from 12 African countries are stored for preservation. Engineer Siraje Luwagu explains how the science works.
We freeze this semen gradually to a temperature of minus 196 using nitrogen, which is being evaporated. Liquid nitrogen is evaporated into a gas. So the pre-cooling starts from there. Then after the semen has been frozen, using that system, we pack the semen now. It will remain alive, but quiet forever.
Rhoda Tomasime, the former Commissioner for Agriculture at the African Union, tells me the increasing human population and the decreasing availability of land for livestock dictates that only those animal breeds that grow faster, produce more milk or eggs, will be reared by farmers. She said, therefore, extensive genetic diversity found in various species makes the region a reservoir of important genetic variations, which are critical to addressing future challenges such as climate change and new diseases.
We have to keep all the breeds in a bank so that the generations to come are able to know the type of animals we had. But leave alone that one, we are able to trace all the different breeds the farmer can always refer to any breed from here, be it even embryo transfer, different technologies, and gene preservation.
Just like the Global Seed Vault in Svalbard, Norway, Uganda's Gene Bank is working to protect genetic material as human farming practices winnow diversity. These efforts anticipate diseases like East Coast fever, foot and mouth disease, and trypanosomiasis, among others, which could be disastrous if we reduce our livestock to only a few varieties of animals. For DW, I am Frank Higa in Uganda.
DW.